Joe Biden has taken the oath of office, become the 46th president of the United States. Kamala Harris is now the vice president, the first woman and first person of Black or Asian descent to hold that office. And 22-year-old poet Amanda Gorman almost stole the show from both. But speaking on the steps of the Capitol that had been the scene of an insurrection, Biden told a country stunned by that and a pandemic that democracy has prevailed.
So now, on this hallowed ground where just a few days ago, violence sought to shake the Capitol's very foundation, we come together as one nation, under God, indivisible, to carry out the peaceful transfer of power as we have for more than two centuries. As we look ahead in our uniquely American way, restless, bold, optimistic, and set our sights on the nation we know we can be and we must be.
Let's bring in NPR White House correspondent Aisha Roscoe. And Aisha, just first, thoughts about Biden's address.
Well, it was standing on its own. It was very authentic to Joe Biden and to the message that he has been trying to bring from the start of his campaign. This idea that unity, he acknowledged that some people look at it as a kind of a fairy tale, a fantasy, but he is saying that he feels deep in his bones that this is what this country needs. And this idea of that he would always be honest, that he would level with the American people, and repeated appeals to the people that did not vote for him, repeated appeals to those people who are skeptical of him. It was in many ways, of course, the opposite of the speech that now former president.
Oh, boy, we're having some gremlins. Here you go, Aisha. I'm sorry. President. Go ahead. Yep.
Where former President Donald Trump, where he talked about American carnage and really gave an indictment of Washington and elites. This was not an indictment of America. It was an appeal to America's better angels.
Yeah. He said our history has been a struggle between the ideal that we all are created equal and the harsh, ugly reality that racism, nativism, fear, demonization have torn us apart. But, you know, Donald Trump, the now former president, was not there. The Bidens, the Obamas, Clintons and Bushes, four presidential families, the Carters couldn't travel. But so talk about the significance of this moment, given that, you know, Vice President Mike Pence was there.
Mike Pence, interestingly enough, and really he's been doing this in some ways throughout the presidency, but definitely throughout these last few weeks, he played the role that would traditionally be played by the president. He even was on the East Stairs, and after the swearing-in ceremony was over, you know, talking with Vice President Harris and the second gentleman, talking to them, you know, and then, you know, heading off in his car. Usually, that is what a president would be doing. They would be talking to, you know, the former president would be doing, talking to his successor, wishing him well. President Trump did not do that. So, but you had Pence there, you had Republican leaders there, you know, and even after the speech, you know, in the Capitol, you know, giving remarks, giving, you know, the tradition.
They were giving gifts to each other, I think Aisha was about to say.
They were giving gifts to each other. Mm-hmm. Yes, and a much different tone than what we heard throughout Washington, you know, directly after the election, and certainly from former President Trump.
Right. There were, you know, obviously it was such a different inauguration. Pandemic, of course, was a consideration. Security measures that were put in place after the insurrection just a couple weeks ago. But there were such moments of beauty, Aisha. I want to listen to just some of the words of the 22-year-old poet Amanda Gorman. Let's listen.
Somehow we've weathered and witnessed a nation that isn't broken, but simply unfinished. We, the successors of a country and a time where a skinny Black girl descended from slaves and raised by a single mother can dream of becoming president, only to find herself reciting for one.